The previous set of priorities dealing with who we give tzedakah to, as mentioned, the family, and the Yerichah, and the Eretz Yisrael, and the Kol Olam, those are priorities which are clearly expressed in the Torah within the parasha of tzedakah, in the framework of tzedakah. They are binding midaraisa, and they are specifically said in relation to the mitzvah of tzedakah. They're not necessarily a broader klal as far as other mitzvahs are concerned. However, we find in the Shulchan Aruch there are other priorities which are mentioned as well. These are not the same level of the Raisa. These are more of an Eitzatayva Kamash Malon. It would hold true in other places in Shas as well. It's a general set of priorities that would hold true in many, many different scenarios. In this case, it's expressed halacha specifically towards a Gabbai, how he should administer his funds. However, many places can say it would be at least advisable for somebody, if all options were equal in front of him, who to give his money to, it would be wise to allocate it along these lines, to, at least to some degree. These include, among many other things on this list, this includes Kayin, followed by Levi, followed by Yisrael. So again, if all things were equal, suppose someone had an Yerucha, and there was a Kayin and a Levi in front of him, or a Levi and a Yisrael, it would be, again, advisable, but not binding, to give the Kayin first, and then a Levi, and then a Yisrael, and so on and so forth. There's a further list, which is less relevant. It's interesting to note that here in Hilchos Tzedakah, the Mechaber clearly codifies the stature of a Levi as being above Yisrael, which is a Shiloh throughout Shulchan Aruch, different places, the Mechaber in different ways. Notably, for those who noticed by a bris, there's a gear, so we say over it, B'nedel Shimcha, B'shus HaKehanim HaLeviim. Some say B'shus HaKehanim HaLeviim, some say B'shus HaKehanim VeHaLeviim. The Vav would indicate we're asking B'shus from Kehanim, we're also asking as well from Leviim, whereas B'shus HaKehanim HaLeviim would simply mean the Kehanim of Shevet Levi. It seems to have hinge on the same machloikas. Are the only ones we have to ask B'shus from the Kehanim, or does one have to ask B'shus from Leviim as well? It's a broader Shaila, Sha'ayin Shem Namar Mekemis. Now, those are one set of priorities. Another priority to keep in mind is when a man and lady are both needy, both have a certain specific need. We know somebody in the community, let's say, who's a man who needs money, and the lady who's in dire straits as well. Generally, we will always be knighted to supplying the needs of the lady first. The reason why is, because we mentioned previously, the concept of tzedakah is not merely to help someone out financially. The idea is to maintain their emotional stability, their overall their dignity, and so on and so forth, their whole life should be able to carry on with as much respect as possible without having to be challenged by their circumstances. For a man to go ahead and ask for assistance is one level of degradation. A minimal level, something it's embarrassing, it's something he doesn't like to do, it's uncomfortable, but it's only one level. For a woman to go and do so, to go forth and do so is far more degrading, it's far more, you know, it runs against the whole nature of a lady's, how they treat themselves, how they act. And therefore, we try to, in preserving their dignity, we will always opt to supply the needs of a woman first before dealing with men. A final point on this also, which we find throughout the Paiskim, there's a very strong emphasis, again, if things are equal, let's say, again, in Nir Yircha or Mishpacha, one should give very strong preference to supporting Bnei Torah. Why is that? The Paiskim based this on that which we find, that by Meiser, the Pasuk says, there should be supplies, there should be food, it's the Beisi in my house. The concept is, when we give Meiser to Kayin, to Levi, the Kayin and Levi are the ones who keep the Beis Hashem going, they keep the Beis Hashem functioning. For us, they don't get a paycheck, they don't get anything else for doing their work. Their paycheck, so to speak, is the fact that Klal Yisrael supports them. Now, by someone giving Meiser, Truma, Kayin, to Levi, they are, in effect, maintaining the upkeep of the Beis Hashem. Now, the Pais can go on and say, look, today we don't have Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Beis Hashem in that sense. However, in our lives, in every community, in every Makkah, in Taira, in every Kehila, there always is a Beis Hashem of some sort. So, Tamid Echam in every place are the people who keep that Beis Hashem functioning, and they are, every person has their own role of attachment to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the ones that are sort of the pillars, so to speak, to keep it going, are the Tamid Echamim, and one can go forth and say as well, the Maestas HaChinuch, the Maestas HaTaira, Yeshiva, Kail, anything with Bisakov, Maestas to support the fact they are integral to our overall function as a Kehila. These things will all fall under the category of Yutar Fabezi. So therefore, if we're giving Tzedakah to maintain the stability of Klal Yisrael, to make the functioning, that we should function as a cohesive unit towards Avodas Hashem, it would make a lot of sense, and therefore the Paiskim do emphasize that we should, you know, lean more towards giving more of Tzedakah towards causes that helps strengthen the overall situation in Klal Yisrael.